USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The third day of the Supreme Court nomination hearing of Judge Amy Coney Barrett has wrapped up, with Barrett being asked by Iowa Senator Joni Ernst if she had any advice for young women.
Be confident to see what she wants, to have a plan. One thing I've often told my own daughters is, you know, that you shouldn't let life just happen to you or sweep you along. You should identify what your objectives are and identify the kind of person that you want to be, and then make deliberate decisions to make that happen.
Representative Bill Huizenga is in self-quarantine after testing positive for the coronavirus. The Michigan Republican tweeted that he tested positive ahead of a planned appearance with Vice President Mike Pence and went into self-isolation. Huizenga says he's waiting on the results of a second test to confirm his diagnosis. If confirmed, he would be the 16th member of the House to test positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better, or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin are continuing to negotiate over an economic stimulus package. After speaking for more than an hour on Wednesday morning, there are plans for more talks on Thursday. Secretary Mnuchin told CNBC that he's unsure about the speaker's approach to negotiations.
The all-or-nothing approach doesn't make sense. There's $130 billion of money that we have not spent that we could spend tomorrow for additional PPP money for small businesses, giving those companies a second check, which are very important. But we will continue to simultaneously try to reach a comprehensive package.
And Alabama head football coach Nick Saban and athletic director Greg Byrne have both tested positive for coronavirus. Team doctor Jimmy Robinson said in a statement that both had learned of their positive tests Wednesday morning and immediately left the team's facility to self-isolate at home. He adds that currently no players have tested positive, but they are doing contact tracing in accordance with SEC guidelines. Number 2 Alabama meets number 3 Georgia this Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett has faced a litany of questions during the second day of her Supreme Court nomination hearing. She's been asked about a number of topics, including health care, which several Democratic senators have focused on. When asked about her criticism of Chief Justice John Roberts over his deciding vote to uphold the Affordable Care Act, she told Delaware Senator Chris Coons that her criticism was from an academic standpoint and that she's not out to destroy the ACA.
I'm standing before the committee today saying that I have the integrity to act consistently with my oath and apply the law as the law, to approach the ACA and every other statute without bias, and I have not made any commitments or deals or anything like that. I'm not here on a mission to destroy the Affordable Care Act. I'm just here to apply the law and adhere to the rule of law.
When pressed by Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California about President Trump's July tweet on delaying the election, Barrett said she would thoughtfully consider the case should it come before her.
If that question ever came before me, I would need to hear arguments from the litigants and read briefs and consult with my law clerks and talk to my colleagues and go through the opinion writing process. So, you know, if I give off-the-cuff answers, then I would be basically a legal pundit. And I don't think we want judges to be legal pundits. I think we want judges to approach cases thoughtfully and with an open mind.
Barrett will face 2 more days of questioning before the Senate Judiciary Committee before facing a final vote in the Senate. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.